Like many of you here today, I cannot imagine my life without music. I grew up in a large family during the war years, and our family budget did not have a line item for entertainment. So we had to create our own. As a youth, I was shy, insecure, and afraid of change. But in a small protective town, I lived in a very supportive environment. As kids, we ran far and wide as we played in the neighborhood. But as a family, we would gather in the hall to sing, with my mom on the piano and my dad playing the bones. I don't know whether you know what bones are, but that's okay. I remember when my brothers and I would put on musical performances for the rest of the family. The music we made in the safe family environment gave me more confidence for interacting with the outside world. I cannot imagine my youth without music. In middle school, I played the trumpet in band and sang in the choir. But in high school, I could not do both, so I chose to sing. I loved every minute of my time in choir. That is until I got sidetracked. In 1957, my brother came home from the Navy with an LP record of the Kingston Trio. I was hooked. I bought a guitar and started the next phase of my musical career. Little did I know that the guitar would help me feel more comfortable in situations where I normally would have felt out of place. I can't imagine my school years without music. In college, I played for hootenannies and in the dorm and in frat parties, and I occasionally had time to study. Singing folk songs that everyone enjoyed helped me overcome my internal resistance to socialize. I guess it made me someone that I was not, but anyway, it felt good to be the center of the party. My big breakthrough came when I went to West Africa, Liberia, in the Peace Corps. A number of Peace Corps volunteers put on a musical review for President Tubman. Molly was one of those volunteers. I was playing in a guitar duo, and during rehearsal, Molly turned to the person next to him and said, "Who is that guy?" The rest is history. The rest is history. I can't imagine my life, where my life would be today without music or Molly. Molly and I share the same love of music. We have sung in community choruses almost everywhere we have lived. New York, New Jersey, Houston, England, Hong Kong, and now here in Williamsburg. Music has become a stabilizing force in our lives, helping to make our frequent family moves easier, providing an entree into community, and enabling us to be in a group of people with whom we could relate. I can't imagine my adult life without music. So when I think of music throughout my life, I can certainly see that it has brought me great joy wherever we have lived. But it is more than singing and the camaraderie that is important. That is too simple. It is about understanding that many of the things which contribute to good music are also important in life. Shallow breathing does not contribute to good musical quality, just as shallow thinking can lead to simplistic conclusions and actions. Deep thinking, deep breathing and deep thinking are both important to the quality of the tone and the quality of life. Just as in life, to sing well, you must understand your own self and how you relate to others. You must listen to others to create wonderful music together. In life, you must listen to other people to gain an appreciation for their thoughts. Only then can that lead to mutual understanding. And just as in life, creating good music together requires hard work, but the rewards can be endless. Music can be a healing, rejuvenating force that moves our hearts, cleanses our minds, and uplifts our spirits. So music, as in life, is not about me, it's about us. It is the bringing together of many diverse talents to create something that is meaningful to us all. Molly and I have entered a new phase of music, although in slightly separate directions. Molly has taken up the recorder, and I have to tell you, it's a joy to see her rehearse. Lately, I've taken my guitar out again to try to, after a long absence, hoping to relearn some old songs and maybe learn some new ones. I realize that for me, life and music go hand in hand, because I believe that a better appreciation of life will flow from the lessons of music, and music will always be a part of my life.